Hello?
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 Who's that?
Hello?
Hello? Is this Bucket? Is that you, Bucket?
It's Bucket!
Bucket, I thought that was you.
Why didn't you follow me on Twitter, Donald?
Well, I didn't follow you on Twitter because, well, frankly, you're posting some wild shit, mate.
What?
Just let me look at your most recent tweet. Your most recent tweet just says Donald Trump is still president.
But he's not lost the election.
Oh, well, then you should have included that.
I thought it was implied. There's an implied in my heart after every tweet.
Well, I think context is a big issue when it comes to generating your thoughts on the internet.
Like the thing I tweeted just before that, just eating lunch. Eating lunch in my heart. I'm starving.
Oh, so you didn't actually have lunch.
No! Do you want to go to lunch?
Yeah, man, we can go to lunch. It's just,
Well, will you follow me on Twitter?
Well, I would love to, but I just don't have Harper. It's nuts. Let's take a look at another one from... All right, right here, 2 days ago.
Yeah?
I brush my teeth with cat food.
In my heart!
Yeah, in your heart, but, I mean...
And I really do that one, too, but also in my heart.
Well, it's just a little
It works! You've smelled my breath!
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't work. Of course it works. But then I just... When you put all the tweets together, it paints a portrait of a highly disturbed man. Like, I think I should be getting you help or something.
Okay.
Oh.
Do it!
You're offering
to pay for my therapy?
Well, I was gonna have you locked up, and I think that's cheaper for me in the long run.
Oh, no, what? Room and board for someone for their whole life? That's really expensive.
Is that something you would want?
I mean, I'll take the equivalent cash value.
Well, then I don't think you're gonna get the help you need. You're just
part of it to pay for a therapist. And
well,
a PS5 and an Xbox Series X.
And then the rest you'll probably donate to some really troubling men who are running for office.
Yeah.
I can't in good conscience give you money for that.
Just give me the amount of money I need for the first two things.
Okay, I'll Venmo you a couple of dollars. Okay. There you go. There's $1,000 for video games. Just promise me you're not going to use this. Promise me you're not just going to pass it away on the latest Republican that caught your fancy. Promise me.
I promise to try.
Okay, well, that's going to have to be good enough.
Are you going to follow me on Twitter again?
I'll tell you what. How about I make a burner Twitter account and I'll follow you from there? How about that?
Okay. Deal.
Now you won't...
Will you follow me on Instagram?
Well, it's kind of the same thing. You're posting a lot of memes about, like, Biden getting stuck in a toilet seat.
Well, he did
that. That just happened once.
Yeah,
you know,
how many times does that happen to you? Once is pretty high.
Well, but he's the president, you see.
I don't see. What does that mean?
Well,
he's allowed?
Every president gets
stuck in a different
toilets.
Part of the bathroom?
Yeah, exactly.
You got Chester Garfield
Arthur.
In a bathtub?
Chester A. Garfield got stuck in a bathtub.
He hated Mondays!
And he hated Mondays, and no matter what kind of policy he enacted, like, all anyone remembers about him is that he got stuck in the fucking bathtub. You know, that's the thing we remember about him.
And everyone forgets that Obama had his whole arm stuck down the sink.
Just soaked right down there.
Yeah.
And,
they had to amputate. Every time you see him now, that's a fake arm.
And no one ever brings it up because all they remember about him is that,
he drinks children's blood.
No,
for their strength.
See? No, that's... Have you been reading your own Twitter lately?
And other people's.
Now, who else do you follow on Twitter? Who's putting these ideas in your head?
Alex Jones. Jones Rogue Joe. Alex Rogue Joe. They all combine into one guy.
Did Alex Jones and Joe Rogan finally merge?
Yeah. I kickstarted a project to catapult them into each other, and they met in midair and became one guy, and he knows everything.
I have a soft pitch for you for what to call this, that monstrosity. Okay. Jones Rogan?
Oh, I'll mention that to the boys. The Proud Boys!
Kick it up to the Proud Boys upstairs and see what they think.
Yeah. Are you going to join the Proud Boys with me?
It doesn't matter. No, I'm already following you on Twitter. And look, I'll click on... Yeah, I'm following you on Instagram too.
How about TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, I have it on my phone. I don't really know how to use it, to be honest. It makes me feel like I'm 1,000 years old.
I do dances.
So yeah, you do the fun dances that all the kids do these days.
I do. And then I say something about adrenochrome.
Oh, you almost had me. I was going to subscribe to your TikTok, but
I didn't say what I said about adrenochrome.
Well, what do you say about adrenochrome?
Hillary Clinton loves it.
Okay. Well, that's on me for asking. I should have guessed. Now, why can't you just do the dances and keep politics out of your TikTok?
The arts are inherently political. Anyone who denies that is in denial. I wish I had a better way to end that sentence.
Well, maybe you could if you weren't so worried about fusing Joe Rogan and Alex Jones together, even though in my mind they're the same person already.
Well, now it matches reality. You're welcome.
Well, I suppose it's good that there's only just the one of them now. It's the two. It's one voice.
Yeah.
One person. Yeah, instead of two people really yapping.
Opened up a lot of, podcast slots for me. Because it's just the one now.
Right.
Thinking about getting into my favorite murder.
Oh, so you have all the time now that you don't have to listen to both shows. You're going to listen to my favorite murder.
That's true. Although, now that you've gifted me the money to buy a PS5, I'll be doing that instead.
Oh, that sounds like a better use of your time. I mean, video games could hardly be politicized, right? I mean, I've never heard one instance of a video game making its way into politics or a court case or some bullshit like that.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
What about Mario?
Well, Mario's even left on the dial on me. He's practically a communist, Mario.
That's right! That's politics! You just mean politics you don't like!
Look, maybe I meant politics I don't like, alright? Maybe you've got the point, and I'm a little too knee-jerk when it comes to even dealing with people on the other side of the aisle.
Call of Duty's political, right? It's like war is good. War is a legitimate tool of the state.
That's true. It's military propaganda, I suppose, at its most insidious. But plenty of people play those games and are completely unaffected by it. And so I think singling it out as a cause for violence or as an excuse for carrying a weapon. You know what? We're getting off track here. Now listen, following you on Twitter, following you on Instagram, and I'll follow you on TikTok. Okay? I'll see your little dances and I'll see your adrenochrome.
Okay, do you want to sign up for my Patreon?
Oh, well, how much is that a month?
Oh, I mean, as little as $5.
Okay, are there any sort of, if I pay more, do I get anything?
You get bonus phone calls from me.
Oh, I didn't realize that I owed you money for this call.
Yeah, this one's on the house. This is just a taste.
Oh, it's working. I'm hooked. So, okay,
I'll sign up. Do you know how I got the name Buckets?
Well, I always assumed it's because of the buckets you wear on your feet instead of shoes. Is there a different reason?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
I was just curious if you knew. Because with the pandemic, we haven't seen each other in person much.
That's true. I guess...
I don't have the... I'm in my home. I don't have the buckets on most of the time anymore.
Oh, well, I never even asked. Does the name buckets... does it demean you? Do you feel less than because of the nickname?
No, I feel great.
Okay.
Way better than my real name, Percy. Percy Buckets. Now my name's Buckets Buckets.
That is an improvement. Percy's a little outdated. Do you want to know how I got my nickname?
Donal?
Do you know the story?
Is Donal a nickname? I thought it was just your name.
Donald's my name. Everyone calls me Shitface. Do you know how I got that name?
Well, I don't call you that. How do you get that name?
Well, it's not what you think, first of all.
I just want
to say.
Your face is just looks like shit?
Okay, it is what you think.
Well, I guess, gotta can't mince words. Your face is pretty fucked up. You should change to fuck face. Is that better?
I think fuck face has a better ring to it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
It feels like you could probably reclaim fuck face in some way. Shit face, that's gonna be with you forever.
Will you sign up for my Kickstarter so I can get some money so I can afford a better nickname?
Yeah! How much does that cost?
I have 20,000, but I have stretch goals for extra nicknames.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm hoping that in lieu of fuckface, then maybe people can call me Stretch because I am 6 foot. 10,
mm-hmm.
or Fatty Bumbaletti, because I've got a thick ass that just won't quit.
Yeah.
And you know it.
That I did know. I mean, I am subscribed to your OnlyFans.
That's right. And that's worth every penny.
Yeah. 2 pennies.
So, it's worth both pennies.
Yeah.
Well, have we subscribed to each other everything that we should of each other?
I think we're sufficiently online.
I can't think of any more online things to even bring up.
No.
I'm done. I'm tapped.
I'm gonna go back to plotting another insurrection. But I'll see you at lunch.
I'll see you at lunch. Hey, my treat.
Oh.
I love you.
I love you.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Oh, no. Politics, am I right?